This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. The poor and lower middle class of the world may dream of finding out that they have a rich uncle that they never knew about. They imagine this uncle has died and left them a fortune to inherit. The most common inheritance is usually between $10,000 and $50,000. But how long would that money last them? Studies indicate that many recipients quickly dispense with their inheritance. One study found that one-third of people who received an inheritance had negative cash savings within 2 years of the event. The vast majority of people blew through the money quickly, said Jay Zagorski, an economist and research scientist at Ohio State University, Columbus, Ohio, and author of the study, which was based on survey data from the U.S. Federal Reserve. Most spend all the money fairly quickly. The words of Jesus, as recorded in Matthew 6:19-21, as he gave this command to the people in Jerusalem about 2,000 years ago. Do not store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. So, here it is. You have the chance to inherit a great fortune through Jesus Christ. Not some get-rich-quick money scheme. No, this inheritance is never-ending peace, contentment, and happiness, enjoying the love and fellowship with God the Father and His Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit of God, basking in the delight of His infinite and inexpressible glory. Father God, let me show everyone who You really are and reveal Your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. Some source material for this program is from godquestions.org. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. Again, that website address is visionforchristworld.com. The Bible is full of references to the inheritance believers have in Christ. 1 Peter 1:4 describes this inheritance further, saying that we have been born again into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. According to the Apostle Peter, our inheritance is distinguished by four important qualities. Our inheritance in Christ is unspoiled. What we have in Christ is free from anything that would deform, debase, or degrade. Nothing on earth is perfect. Even the most beautiful things of this world are flawed if we look closely enough. We can always find an imperfection. But Christ is truly perfect. He is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens, Hebrews 7:26. And our inheritance in Him is also holy, blameless, exalted, and pure, if we have genuine faith and real trust in Jesus as our Savior and Lord. Our inheritance in Christ is reserved. What we have in Christ is being kept in heaven for us. Your crown of glory has your name on it. Although we enjoy many blessings as children of God here on earth, our true inheritance, our true home, is reserved for us in heaven, if you are a true believer in Jesus. Jesus prayed for His followers, Holy Father, protect them by the power of Your name, John 17:11. We are secure, being guarded by the Almighty Himself, and surely our inheritance is equally secure. Ephesians 1:13-14. When you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, when you believed in Christ, you were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. When you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, when you believed in Christ, you were marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit, who is the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of His glory. Here are some additional related Bible verses about inheriting eternal life as a Christian. Hebrews 1:14, angels are only servants, spirits sent to care for people who will inherit salvation. Hebrews 9:15, Jesus is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who were called may receive the eternal inheritance he has promised, since he died to set them free. 1 Peter 1:3-9, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy he gave us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, that is, into an inheritance, imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. It is reserved in heaven for you, who by the power of God are protected through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. This brings you great joy, although you may have to suffer for a short time in various trials. Such trials show the proven character of your faith, which is much more valuable than gold, gold that is tested by fire even though it is passing away, and will bring praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. You have not seen him, but you love him. You do not see him now, but you believe in him, and so you rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy, because you are attaining the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Mark 10:17-22. Now as Jesus was starting out on his way, someone ran up to him, fell on his knees, and said, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. The man said to him, Teacher, I have wholeheartedly obeyed all these laws since my youth. As Jesus looked at him, he felt love for him and said, You lack one thing. Go, sell whatever you have, and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. But at this statement the man looked sad and went away sorrowful, for he was very rich. 1 Corinthians 15:48-56. Earthly people are like the earthly man, and heavenly people are like the heavenly man. Just as we are now like the earthly man, we will someday be like the heavenly man. What I am saying, dear brothers and sisters, is that our physical bodies cannot inherit the kingdom of God. These dying bodies cannot inherit what will last forever. But let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. We will not all die, but we will all be transformed. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever, and we who are living will also be transformed. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. Then, when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:4-6. Obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes, these are not for you as a true Christian believer. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. You can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Do not be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins, for the anger of God will fall on all who disobey him. 1 Corinthians 2:9 speaks about the inheritance that Christians receive when it says this, That is what is meant by the scriptures which say that no mere man has ever seen, heard, or even imagined what wonderful things God has ready for those who love the Lord. Revelation 21:1-8. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and earth had ceased to exist, and the sea existed no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, made ready like a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Look, the residence of God is among human beings. He will live among them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will not exist anymore, nor mourning, nor crying, nor pain, for the former things have ceased to exist. And the one seated on the throne said, Look, I am making all things new. Then he said to me, Write it down, because these words are reliable and true. He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the one who is thirsty, I will give water free of charge from the spring of the water of life. The one who conquers will inherit these things. And I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowards, unbelievers, detestable persons, murderers, the sexually immoral, and those who practice magic spells, idol worshippers, and all those who lie, their place will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur. That is the second death. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life. Starting today by having personal saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ World so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 to 34. Now bear in mind, the sheep, those on the right side, are the Christians who inherit eternal life. The goats in this story are on the left side. They represent the lost, those not born again, who have no saving faith relationship with God. Now here are those verses. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be assembled before him, and he will separate people, one from another, like a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you since the foundation of the world.